This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by gifts from the members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. The 10 women of Tenting, the lively and distinctive Norwegian brass ensemble, have been touring the world for probably just over a decade. They've been performing diverse repertoire spanning from Lully to Bartok, from Grieg and to Leonard Bernstein. The group is named for its leader, the extraordinary Norwegian trumpet player, Tina Ting Helseth, who called on some of her friends to join her in a journey filled with fun and musical collaboration. They are currently in the midst of their American debut tour. And I'm really happy to say that Tenting is spending a day here in Chicago. They were flying from California, where they had concerts last night. They're on their way to performances in Virginia. And they are here with us now in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio to make their Chicago debut on this live impromptu. So in between arriving early this morning and sampling some famous deep dish pizza on the way to the airport, we're going to have a chance to hear what this great group is all about. So I hope you'll join me in welcoming the members of Tenting as they perform a great American favorite expressing joy and anticipation, and that would be tonight from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. Tonight by Leonard Bernstein. That is from West Side Story, and you heard it performed live here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio, unimpromptu, by the Norwegian brass sensation. You can call them nothing else. Tenting. Tina, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tina, you're the fearless leader of this ensemble.
And I am. I'm the boss.
You pulled them together about 10 years ago.
I did. It was me and the other three trumpet girls. We studied together. So we heard the string ensemble play some Grieg and Vivaldi and those kind of things. And then we thought, this is repertoire we want to play. So we just started an ensemble just for fun, like something extra on the side. Yeah. And we're still going 10 years later.
And one of the things that you've come to be known for are your unusual arrangements.
Yeah.
For example, the brass version of Tonight, it was so wonderful to sit across the room and listen to you play. I could feel the tuba in my feet coming through the wood floor of the performance studio. How do you go about finding arrangements for the repertoire that you play?
Well, basically, I just come up with an idea for repertoire, and then we have this wonderful arranger back home, guitarist Jarle Storulykken, and he's like a magician somehow. He just makes it. I just say, okay, we want to play this, and then he just makes it perfect for us. Sometimes I like to say that it even sounds like it was supposed to be for brass, but I guess I'm very biased. But still, it just feels so nice to play. And it's great to have our own arranger that just kind of, he knows us, he knows what works, and he likes to use color in a way that I think is cool. And then, yeah, to be honest, for instance, this program we have now on this tour, there is actually no music original for brass. But hopefully the audience won't notice because it's so much great music. So, yeah.
What a wonderful way to translate any number of different kinds of music into something that's your language, your brass ensemble.
Yeah, it is
language.
Kind of. I think great music is great music no matter what, and we also want to play it. So.
Well, what will you play for us next?
Well, coming to the States, it's nice to bring with us some Norwegian music. Mm. So we're going to play two pieces by Grieg, Edvard Grieg. The first one is a lullaby. Jendines Boddenlåt is the Norwegian name, so Jendines lullaby. Jendine was actually a real girl, and the story says that Edvard Grieg heard her sing this song and then made it into what it is today, this arrangement. And then we're going to play a fast, cool song that is called The March of the Trolls. So it's a little bit of Norwegian magic, fairy tale, trolls in there somewhere.
Music of Grieg here on Impromptu on WFMT, performed live by Tenting.
Thank you.
Two short pieces by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. We heard Yandina's Lullaby from Opus 6, number 19, and The March of the Trolls from Lyric Pieces, Opus 54, number 3. Our guests performing here live on Impromptu are the members of the Norwegian brass ensemble Tenting. And by the way, if you'd like to hear this broadcast again later, it will be available later on as a podcast at WFMT.com. Tina, thank you for bringing your wonderful musicians here today. Would you like to introduce the band to us?
Sure. I mean, we were up 3:30 this morning in Sacramento, so it's...
but that's California time. That's only 5:30 a.m.
Yeah,
here.
It's true, but still, it felt early. No, but they're all standing behind me here. So we have three on trumpets, or various trumpets, and that's myself, of course, and then Maren, Guro, and Elin. The French horn is Lena, tuba, Karin, and then we have four trombones, various trombones. It's Astrid, Frøydis, Line, and Ingebjørg.
You're on a first-name basis in Tenting,
we are on,
no doubt.
That's the Norwegian way to do it.
Explain for our listeners where the pun on the name comes from.
Well, basically, Tenting is then a... It's actually not my idea. It's Maren and Guro who invented this name. And we needed a name when we started the ensemble. And then they thought, well, we're 10 people. And they thought my middle name is quite cool. So Thing, Tenting. Well, I pronounce it Ting, but it was just a fun... It can mean so many different things, and it's something that people remember somehow. Mm-hmm. So it's a little twist on my middle name, and that we're 10 people.
10 people who play brass with an amazing blended sound.
Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what is it about the colors or the experience or the overall sound world of performing in a brass ensemble that captivates you so? How did you get here?
I think our sound, like I like to say that we have like the Tenting sound, and we've been working on that for years. I mean, what is special, I think, with this ensemble is that we only have like two projects a year. We meet up, have a long tour. The rest of the year, I've traveled the world with my trumpet as a soloist. The others play in orchestras, teach, and other types of jobs. So this is like our holiday when we go on tour, even though it's full on. So, but when we meet up, we're really focused on having all the individual voices blend into the sound, that we're one instead of 10 individuals. But it's something we've really been working on since we started 10 years ago. And it's cool to come into this. It happens immediately. Like when we met, I'd already been in the States for a week when the girls arrived. We had one rehearsal and then straight on to the first concert. And it happened immediately when we meet. The minute we start, we just get into this Tenting zone. And I mean, brass, it's... You can really express so much from the like really brassy, hard, cool, harsh stuff to this beautiful, soft, melancholic lines. And it's really cool to look for all those different sounds, colors. Yeah, so you can always find something new.
And some of the pieces that you're playing on your American debut tour represent the Americas.
Yes.
What are you going to play for us next?
Well, it's when we play this in concerts, I see that it's a really famous piece for you guys. So Hoedown by Aaron Copland from the Ballet Rodeo. Yeah, it's such a joy to play. Yeah.
And that will be followed by Astor Piazzolla's Oblivion. Tenting here on WFMT. Very rousing rendition of Hoedown from the Ballet Rodeo by Aaron Copland, performed live on Impromptu by the 10 Women of Tenting, the Norwegian Brass Ensemble. And here they are now with Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla. Thank you. two pieces from the Americas, North and South, performed here on Impromptu by the Norwegian brass ensemble Tenting. We heard a rousing version of Hoedown by Aaron Copland from his Ballet Rodeo, and an extremely sublime version of Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla. We are here with Tina, who's the leader of the band. And I'm still trying to catch my breath after that. There's really something about your ensemble where you breathe together. A string chamber orchestra will need to work on bowings and phrasings that way. How do you have all 10 of you breathing in unison and yet giving your all at every moment?
Well, it's really one of the most fascinating thing, I guess, with playing a wind instrument. That it's really, I mean, we breathe all the time. Otherwise, hopefully. We wouldn't be here, hopefully. So playing a wind instrument, we just breathe, we breathe more. And it's the breath, the air that is really the life of the instrument, basically. That's the core, the soul, what we actually, if we didn't breathe, there would be no sound. So it's something really, like it's a part of your body somehow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, doing that together. We have this little bit of a cliche saying that if we read together, we play together. It's a bit like, it's just kind of trusting the others to actually breathe in unison and feel like we are one, we have the same pulse, we have the same, somehow we're like the same organism. So it's actually, it's quite special to breathe together with 9 others, I think, yeah.
You know, that sounds very serious. And yet there's, we were talking before the broadcast about really sort of your motto and your spirit of how you approach everything that you do in Tenting. And I think you use the word fun.
Yes,
so tell me a little bit about how you approach the music that you make. The spirit of joy is so clear.
It is a lot of joy. It's a lot of laughter and giggling during rehearsal. I just think we all want to really, I mean, at least I play because I think this is fun. I've always thought that playing music and trumpet is my instrument, my voice. Doing this as my job is like a privilege because it's really the most fun thing I know, in a way, to be able to express myself and all of these things. And we just really want to show this. Of course, some of the music we play it can be serious, it can be sad, all of that, but still, it's just really, we want to show the joy we have for also doing that. Just the expression, engage the audience. The listeners won't see it, but we play without stands. We play from memory. We walk around in the audience. We try to maybe a concert with us will not be exactly like going to the symphony and hear a symphony, not at all, kind of. So, I don't know, you just want to have some extra spice and show the enthusiasm that we all have.
Enthusiasm, that's a wonderful
enthusiasm
word.
Yeah.
And I think Jarl Storlokken's arrangements for your ensemble bring it to life in such a beautiful way. And I think we're going to hear that virtuosity and whimsy together in the next two pieces, the last two pieces in our broadcast. To close, we've got two very well-loved pieces. First, an adaptation for brass of a favorite work for piano, of course, for piano, because we're here in a brass ensemble. This will be the Rondo alla Turca from Mozart's Piano Sonata number 11 in A major. And then to close, we'll have music by Bizet with melodies that our Chicago audiences have heard over the last season over at the Lyric Opera, the Suite from Carmen. Closing out our Impromptu with Tenting this afternoon on WFMT. from Mozart to Bizet, performance by the Brass Ensemble Tenting here on Impromptu.
Thank you.
And as the suite from Carmen by Georges Bizet reaches that energetic conclusion, so too does this experience we've had today on Impromptu with Ten Ting. I can't thank all of you enough for your music and your time and the energy you've brought to the Levin Performance Studio today. Tina, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for letting us come. It was really fun to see the new studio and to come here to play for the first time in Chicago for us. So that's
And it's your first time in the United States. You're traveling from California to New York. It's a stopover. You've arrived right before you came here today. Yeah. And you're headed to Virginia this afternoon as soon as we're finished.
Yeah, we're going straight to the airport with pizza.
You'll be happy to know the pizza should be here any minute. You have to try deep dish pizza while you're in Chicago, so we're trying to make that possible for you. Would you do us the honor of thanking each of your wonderful musicians one more time and naming them for us?
Of course. I'll do the full round with all of the beautiful Norwegian names. So it's Maren, Guro, Elin, Lena, Karin, Astrid, Frøydis, Line, and Ingebjørg.
And you.
And me, yeah.
Tina Ting Helseth, the leader of the 10-woman brass ensemble called Ten Ting. If you'd like to hear this impromptu again, before too long, we'll have it available as a podcast at WFMT.com. Thanks to Erica Runis, our fearless engineer and wonderful music producer. I'm Louise Frank. I am the producer of Impromptu, and I thank all of you for listening. This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you've enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support our station. It's quick and easy, and you can become a sustaining member right this moment by pledging online at WFMT.com.